We are all suffering. We are also just commemorating our misery and the fear that has been instilled into the teaching profession by these incessant, unending visits marshaled and spearheaded by the Public Service Commission, whose sole purpose is just to defeat and diffuse the camaraderie and the unity that must be characteristic of a teaching profession, of a teaching group, and we are very worried because of this attitude from our government.
How did you mark the day in Zimbabwe?
There was no event. I don't know about other unions, but as far as I'm concerned, I was looking at their websites. Nothing happened, apparently because we are waiting for the 16th, a day on which we want to believe President Mugabe will, for the first time in the past 24 years, come to share with us his experiences and his vision about the trials and tribulations that the teaching profession and the education have traveled since time immemorial.
How did you end up picking the 16th as the day to commemorate this world event?
Apparently, it was a result of work of a committee that we created. It involved the ministry officials, it involved officials from UNESCO, and it involved teacher union representatives.